What follows are two actual letters to the editor from this morning's Herald Dispatch. Romney will bring big trouble for U.S. I'm writing this letter to say a few things about how I feel about the upcoming election. I feel we are in trouble if Big Mouth Romney and his little boy Ryan get in there. Just think about it, seniors, which I am one. They don't want Medicare, so what do we do? They're putting an end to Medicaid, which a lot of people get. I don't. Some need it. Some are cheating. But for the people who need it, I'm for them. I know a woman who gets SSI and Medicaid, and she has it made and doesn't need it, but she will answer to God. I know a man who has cancer and needs it badly and can't get it. If Romney gets in, we might as well give up and go to the poorhouse. The economy is bad, but will get a lot worse if Republicans take over. And some of you want Romney and Big Mouth Ryan in the White House. Well, I feel Ryan isn't even out of his diapers yet to run the USA. Please, put your thinking cap on and think this through before November. We don't need any more trouble. Bushwhacker caused enough. Carol Myers, South Point, Ohio.
Obama deserves better treatment. Enough! Enough is enough to those readers to have to read all the many ranting and raving comments about Democrats and President Barack Obama. Every letter, TV report, and even our Republican Congress slanders a president. Who gives you all the right? He never stole money. Obama never had sex in the Oval Office, and he surely did not say he wasn't worried about Osama bin Laden as former President Bush did. He is even accused of having his own former pastor telling him how to act and think. What am I trying to say? President Barack Obama deserves the right to be treated as an American citizen. He is an American, both white and black. Racism is the power behind every mean thought, every mean idea, every mean lie. We as blacks have backed white presidents forever. Give him the chance. Surely you have mercy in your heart. The greatest commandment is, do you know what it is? Read your Bible. Why can't we all get along? Brenda C. Randolph, Huntington.